Before Donald Trump ran for the presidency in 2016, his brand was everything. He kept his name in the news and slapped it on buildings around the world, even contemplating a tower in Moscow. But since the heady days of The Apprentice, it has taken a hit with the divisiveness of his political career. Dan Alexander has written a new book entitled White House Inc., How Donald Trump Turned the Presidency into a Business. It seems to me that his White House tenure has harmed his brand.
There's no question that that's the case. And it's not just a qualitative thing. You just look at the money. I mean, right when he decides that he's going to run for president, you talk about those cash streams, which are basically all related to his brand. So, you know, The Apprentice has to stop doing The Apprentice right away, because there's a rule that you can't be on a non-news program more than other candidates who are running for office. So right there, The Apprentice is out the window. That's a lot of cash, and that's something that was, you know, obviously built on his brand. Then you go to the hotel licensing ventures. So when he became president, he said that he was going to do no new foreign deals like that overseas. And he did end up doing some foreign deals overseas, but he hasn't done a big, massive new tower anywhere in the world. And so that's cost him a lot of money. Then you look at the product licensing ventures. So right when he announced that he was running for president, you'll remember he made the controversial comments where he said, you know, that Mexicans are coming into the country and that some of them are rapists and some of them, I assume, are good people. Well, that was so outrageous to so many people that many of his partners immediately started backing away. You know, Macy's didn't want to sell his shirts. Serta, which makes mattresses, didn't want to be his partner anymore. Lots of the other product licensing ventures that he had also sort of fell apart. So right there, those three branding things all have taken a huge hit because of politics. And the question is, you know, when he's done being president, what can he do from a branding perspective that's going to make up for some of that? I do think that there's a very good possibility that he's going to get back into the hotel and, you know, commercial tower licensing business overseas, particularly in places where, you know, he's popular and his name still resonates. So you think about China, Russia, other places in Eastern Europe, that sort of thing. I don't think that he's going to be able to make his brand very powerful in the United States again.
Do you think, by the way, that given his debt and his interests, that he is what Pelosi has called a national security threat?
Yeah, there are certainly national security concerns that come with owning such a large business. You know, there are foreign governments that have been able to figure out how to pay him while he's in office in ways that may have influenced U.S. policy. That's a national security question. You know, even just owning towers overseas and in the United States that are potential targets for people who don't like the United States, that's a national security problem. So does his business pose national security concerns? There's no question about it.
Just briefly, it struck me one of the things that you make as an observation is if he had, when he entered the White House, if he'd simply sold off his stuff, put it in the S&P 500, he would have made far more money.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, the number changes because the market's constantly changing. But the last time that I tabulated that calculation, had he just done what the ethics experts said and put it all in the S&P 500, he'd be over $800 million richer today than he actually is.
Dan Alexander, author of a new book entitled White House Inc., How Donald Trump Turned the Presidency into a Business. And it comes amidst new revelations that he's paid virtually no federal income taxes over the last 15 years. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.